98.1 KZE. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host. That was Little Saint Nick by She and Him, which is M. Ward and Zoe Deschanel. And when I hear her voice, I think of her face, and it makes me smile. And now, another person that makes me smile, Curtis Schmidt, is joining us on the telephone, as he does every Wednesday, the general manager of Northern and Southern Dutchess News and the Beacon Free Press. All three papers are available today. Pick one up, and here's Curtis. Hi, Curtis.
Good morning, Rick. Beautiful morning.
Wow. So far, so good. It's going to get real cold, as my weather forecast told everyone.
Oh, yeah, really down to 3 on, like, Monday morning or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah. Sunday night, 5, 3, single digits.
Well, yeah, and where you guys are up north, that might even be, like, 0.
Yeah, we're going to hit nothing. No temperature.
Or minus temperature. Yikes. Oh, boy.
Anyway, to warm us up with some excellent news about what's happening in our backyard, Curtis, let us know what's going on in Millbrook.
Okay, well, they're gonna have the cold weather too. But guess what?
What?
New Year's Eve Millbrook is back.
All right.
But they held it for many, many years, and then they had a little bit of a hiatus during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
They're back. This year, they're going to ring in 2025. It's the Millbrook Rotary Club and the Millbrook Arts Group. They are working together to coordinate New Year's Eve Millbrook. It's going to be on December 31st.
How cool.
Obviously. From 4 to 7 p.m.
And
so you know, get it done early. It's going to be at the Lyle Community Church right on Franklin Avenue.
Oh, cool.
And the Grace Church right across the street.
Nice.
Plenty of room to park. And this is billed as a great time to gather your friends, family, mm-hmm. neighbors. The performances will be by Larry Ham and his quartet, the Grumbling Gryphons Theater, the After Five Band, and Philip Triuli.
Mm.
So they're all going to be performing different times at the churches, which are right across the street from each other. And there's plenty of room for everyone to enjoy it. You know, get there early. It starts from... goes from 4 to 7. You can come whenever you want. They just ask for a $5 donation, and there you go.
And that would be the Grumbling Gryphons, like dragons.
Oh, okay. Gryphons, you're right. I'm sorry.
I'm not correcting. I'm just helping.
Okay. Well, we editors, we always correct. Yes, okay. So, thank you.
All right.
Appreciate
well,
it. All
what
right,
else
now
is
we're
happening?
We're going to move on to Pleasant Valley, right down the road.
Okay.
This is the time of year the Pleasant Valley Lions Club. They're always a hearty, caring bunch of people,
mm-hmm.
and their qualities always shine during the holidays in December. And they're continuing now to embrace their 30-plus year tradition
mm-hmm.
of their holiday memory tree,
oh.
which is 2 full pages in the Northern Dutchess News. All the names of the ones giving are listed in the shape of 2 huge Christmas trees. And don't ask me how they do that back at the office, but they do it very well.
That's awesome.
Everybody's name is in the shape of a Christmas tree.
That is so cool.
Yeah. And, I mean, we have a big thanks to Wayne Herr and all the members of the Pleasant Valley Lions Club for their efforts and, to help everyone in there, to help their neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about.
We love that. And speaking of helping neighbors, what's going on at Northern Dutchess?
Well, we're after a distinguished 48-year career in healthcare, including 25 years at Northern Dutchess Hospital. President Denise George, she's going to retire.
Wow.
At the end of 2024.
No kidding.
What a career. 48 years.
Wow.
Give me strength. Yes.
Who's taking over?
Andy Wilson. Dr. Andy Wilson. Oh. He's currently serving as the Vice President of Medical Affairs. He's her successor, and he's taking over effective January 1.
Well, congratulations, Andy.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Going down to Fishkill, East Fishkill, actually, John Jay High School, where students took part in the, capital letters, First Tech Challenge Robotics Tournament qualifier at John Jay High School. That happened, last weekend. More than 2 dozen teams from around the state were entered in the 24-25 season game called Into the Deep. So they had... robot matches against each other. And
are these like battle bots?
Yeah.
Oh, how cool.
Well, they go and they do all kinds of like, obstacle course type things for them, and they move them around, you know. And they even had a Lego League performance in the lobby of the school. So that's great.
What goes on with that?
Well, they build the Lego toys, and then they connect them with, Wi-Fi or probably Wi-Fi these days because they make them move, you know.
Cool.
Yeah,
all right.
Robots.
Now I get it. I get it. Cool.
So moving on to the, we have Reese Across America.
Mm-hmm.
This goes on all across the country, and their mission is remember the fallen, honor those who serve, teach the next generation the value of freedom.
Mm.
So we had representatives from Libby's Funeral Home in Beacon. They held two ceremonies as part of Reese Across America. The first one was Saturday, December 14th at the Fishkill Rural Cemetery, and on Sunday they went to the Poughkeepsie Rural Cemetery to place a wreath on the graves of veterans.
That's cool
thing for the holidays. A couple of more items. We have
Claudio
Cares. Four volunteers helping out the Claudio Cares annual can and blood drive.
Mm.
They were out on Saturday, December 14th at the former Hyde Park Elementary School. This is the Coppola family, remembering Claudio Coppola with the can drive, and they raise money every year.
Mm.
And you can still donate to the can drive through December 31st. Call Coppola's Bistro in Hyde Park, 845-229-9113, to donate.
Mm. And the phlebotomist has an amazing name.
Yeah.
Naomi Flash.
Yeah, she was there helping out. What a great lady. Yeah, she was
cool.
There helping out on Saturday. Got to meet her, take the photos.
Did you give blood?
To give blood, yes.
You did? All right.
No, I did not.
Oh, okay. All right, just checking. No pressure.
I have to go to a doctor's appointment after I'm done today. So.
All right.
I don't think they want me to do that.
Well, let's close up then with your last piece.
Item, yeah, we have the Village of Fishkill has been celebrating its 125th anniversary all during 2024.
Mm.
And they're going to close it out on Friday, December 20th, at this coming Friday at 7 p.m. The celebration continues with the Highline Quartet. They're going to be performing their Christmas concert at the First Reformed Church, 717 Route 9.
Cool.
And Fishkill. So get
that's
out
happening
there.
Friday at 7.
Yes.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I said Saturday. It's Friday at 7.
Yeah.
And so that's Friday at 7 p.m., First Reformed Church in Fishkill. So get out there and enjoy that.
Mm.
Got a lot going on. You can plan to go to New Year's Eve Millbrook on the 31st.
Yeah.
A lot going on.
And we can read all about it in all three of the papers. And how do we read them online, Curtis?
Online? Oh, you just go to sduchessnews.com and click on the paper of your choice, pull it up in PDF format. It looks just like the real paper.
All right. And stay in touch.
You can't touch it. You can't touch it. You know, you have to move it with your mouse on your computer.
Your mousey. Or your touch screen.
Your touch screen. You can do that, too.
Yeah.
Move it with your fingers.
Well, Curtis, next Wednesday is Christmas. So we're going to take a break, and we'll have a day off, you and I, and the news.
Okay.
We'll all take a day off.
Everybody will miss us, right?
Yes. But we will return the following week and give you the last news of the year.
Ooh, yeah, what? That'll be like on New Year's Day? No, New Year's Eve.
I think that's Wednesday, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, either way, we'll rendezvous. We'll make that happen. Curtis, all the best to you and your staff. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and nothing but peace, love, and joy to you all.
Yes, and same to all the KZE listeners. Merry Christmas and happy holidays. Enjoy.
Thank you, Curtis. And we shall return with more musical diversity right after these very important messages.
This is Dr. Jeff Villalmo.
And Dr. Maureen Villalmo.
And I'd like to tell you about a new service.